We are celebrating Advent. Now, for your retired Catholics, you may have celebrated Advent. How many retired Catholics do we have? Yeah. So those of you who have spent a lot of years in the Catholic Church, you know about Advent. And it is also founded on ancient traditions and Judaic practices that happened during the High Holy Days as well. And it is a time of anticipation, excitement. The word Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means arrival. And so the whole season of Advent relates to the waiting, the expecting, the anticipation, and the excitement of the arrival of a significant person or events in our lives or in the world. And in the Christian tradition, it is the awaiting of the birth of Jesus, the celebration of the awaiting of the Christ, and of course, in New Thought, we celebrate it as the reawakening of the Christ presence within our being. We are the Christ of our being. That part of us that is made in the image and likeness of God is the Christ. And so at this time, we get to experience a reawakening, a re-emergence of the Christ qualities. And I believe that right now in our world, we really need the Christ to show up. Amen. Yes. And so we will be celebrating all 4 weeks, beginning each Sunday. There's a week of experience and activities. We have Advent booklets for you. So at the end of service, make sure you pick up your Advent booklet. And each week, this week is faith. The next week is peace, then love, then joy. And in the consciousness of the celebration, today we begin the practice of faith. And I have invited CL to read the Advent message and Terry to light the first candle.
Advent begins today. We start a 4-week journey into Christmas, and today we will light our first Advent candle. Each Sunday, we will light one more candle than the week before as we prepare for the birth of the Christ child within us. Our Advent wreath is round with no beginning or end, and to represent completeness that we have in Christ, God in us. Our first candle represents faith. We recall the faith we have in Christ. The prophets of Israel all spoke of the coming Christ, of how a Savior would be born, a king in the line of David. They spoke of how he would rule the world wisely and bless all nations. On Christmas Day, the Christ of our faith was born. On Good Friday, the Christ of our faith died. On Easter Day, the Christ of our faith rose from the dead. He then ascended into heaven. And on that day, the Christ of our faith demonstrated eternal life. As a follower of Christ, we carry his message. We light this candle to remember that he came to us humbly in the manger at Bethlehem and gave light to the world. We light this candle to remind us to be alert and never to forget the Christ in you is your faith of glory. Now the waiting has begun. We have started on our way. Time to think of Christmas Day. Candle, candle, burning bright, shining in the cold winter night. Candle, candle, burning bright, fill our hearts with Christmas light. Now I'd like for you to say that with me, please. Candle, candle, burning bright, shining in the cold winter night. Candle, candle, burning bright, fill our hearts with Christmas light.
Thank you, Terry and CL. And so we're not going to wait. We're going to do it now. This is the time of faith. And if there was ever a time in our existence when faith is more needed than now, you tell me about it after service. But I am seeing a call for the reawakening of the Christ of our being. I am seeing a call for a deeper faith, a faith that exceeds anything that we have ever known. This is a time where our faith has a place in the evolution of this world, in the transformation of our nation. I know that we have what it takes to do it. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our hope, the things we hope for, create an energy that aligns with the evidence of things not seen. And that, of course, is the realm of the things that are the particles, the invisible realm that combines, compiles everything. It is all that exists behind the facade of what we see with the human eye. Charles Fillmore says, faith is the perceiving power linked with the power to shape substance. So therefore, faith is that which we can create in mind, holding the vision of that we wish to see expressed in our lives. And as we hold that, the energy of that goes forward into the quantum field, touches the particles that wait there to be formed. And when that strong energy of our vision touches the particles, they become a wave and begin to flow toward the shore of our lives as the outpicturing of what we have perceived. Are you with me? And so what we have been looking at, I'm not using the word seeing, what we've been looking at on the big screen of our nation and our world is not the truth of God. It is more the truth of the ego in action. So now what is being called for from us is to utilize the power we have. You see, we were made in the image and likeness of that which is the creative principle of the universe. We were made, I want to repeat, in the image and likeness of that which is the creative principle of the universe. That's pretty powerful. So if this is the truth, and I believe it is, then what is being called for, what we are, or what the world is waiting for, is for us to awaken to the truth of our being and create what it is that is meant to be fulfilled in this world instead of what we are viewing. Are you with me?
Yes.
So we have the power to do this. And faith is the foundation of it. There's a story of this elderly woman who had tremendous faith. This woman had so much faith. She had no doubt whatsoever. And she was also known for her boldness in talking about her faith. And she would step out on her front porch every morning and she would say, "Praise the Lord." And she did this every day. And her next door neighbor, who was an atheist, would shout out, "There ain't no Lord." She ignored him and she came out every day and she did that. Hard times came about in her life. And she began to want. And she was out of food. And so she did her prayer in her home and said, "God, I need food. I'm hungry. I trust you. Send me some groceries. Praise the Lord." So she goes out on her porch and said, "Praise the Lord." And of course, the neighbor does his piece. She goes back in, and the next day she comes out, and on her porch are groceries. And she says, "Praise the Lord." And the neighbor jumps out and says, "Aha, I told you there ain't no Lord. I bought those groceries, so there." She starts to clap and jump up and down, and she says, "Praise the Lord, not only did you send me groceries, you made the devil pay for it." See, it doesn't always come in from the direction in which you think it's coming. It could come from an adversary. And so we do not need to be fearful of someone who appears to be our adversary. Perhaps our good may be coming from that very adversary. I'm just saying. And so as we walk through this time in our lives, I want you to think about perhaps everything that we are seeing is really the foretelling of the coming of something like we've never seen before, a quantum shift in consciousness, a provoking of the power within us to take its rightful place in the world rather than giving our power over to other people. The power is not out there, beloveds, it's in here. And this power is guided by faith, and faith is a knowing. It is not wishing and hoping and praying. It is knowing that the truth of God exists every moment and in every situation. And that by holding to our faith and the knowing that God is in the midst of it all, we can support that energy of the Christ in coming forth and making lemonade out of those lemons. I'm just saying. In the Bible, it says that we are confident because we walk by faith and not by sight. And we're being pulled into what we are seeing on the television and in the newspapers, if anybody still reads those, instead of remembering who we are and whose we are. We are the beloveds of God, in whom God is well pleased and for whom God is willing to give the kingdom of heaven. All we need to do is make the request and hold the faith. This guy on the internet, Daniel Willis, says that faith is not a feeling. It's a choice to trust God even when the road seems unclear. There's another one that says, faith is like Wi-Fi. You can't see it, but you know it's going to connect you to something. And so I had my own experience of faith. Well, one of my faith experiences is that the new book is out. And it should be in the bookstore next Sunday. Yeah. But Thanksgiving Day, I had a wonderful experience of faith. When I ordered a turkey, a cooked turkey from Lenardi's for our Thanksgiving event, and Mike took me down to Lenardi's to pick it up, and I had my key in the little zipper part where the change goes. And I didn't close it. It was just sticking out. And after we picked it up and I got back here and went home to go to the house, I had no key. So I retraced my steps and didn't find a key. And the church didn't have an extra key. And, you know, our property manager didn't have an extra key. And so Patricia and Walt drove me back to Lenardi's. And on the way there, we started affirming, and I said, I know it's there. I know I'm going to find it. I know I will have my key. And Patricia aligned with me on that. I got to the store, and I said, well, first I will check to see by the cash register. So I wasn't remembering from the front which cash register I was in, and it was really full. The store was getting pretty full. And so I went behind to see from the position I had been standing where I was. And the line was long, so I came back to the front to go to the cash register. And this tall guy in an apron was walking toward me. And so I stopped him and I said, sir, can you tell me where I would talk to someone to see about a key that I lost about a half an hour ago? He said, did it have a little wellness tag on it? I said, yes. He said, it's right over here. Took me over, and the lady had it on her desk. I hugged her, thanked her. She said, no, I didn't find it. He did. I want you to hear me, beloveds. Not only did I find my key, but I went directly to the man who found it. I didn't have to interview a whole bunch of people and have them send me all around. God opened the way for me to walk up to the very person who found my key. That's faith. See, I didn't say, I think I'm going to find it. I hope to find it. What did I say? I know. I know. Trust me, I have an experience in faith. I can see a little better thanks to faith. My daughter's not in a coma or handicapped because of faith. I've seen it in my life over and over, so I don't wish and hope anymore. I know. And I'm asking you to stand up to knowing. It is time to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. We are not weak with no power. We're not powerless because the power of the universe resides within us. We just have to have the faith. We have to know that that is so. And to know that nothing can harm us. That everything out there is an illusion created by our ego minds. But everything in here is the truth created by our Mother, Father, God. And so all of our works must come from here. I look to the hills. I look to the higher place from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's where it comes from. It doesn't come from out here. And if there is someone who is meant to help us to do something, we will be guided to the very person who found the keys. And so as we step into this season of Advent, as we walk through each week, this week is faith, the next week is peace, then love, then joy. How can we use this? How can we use this? Well, this week I'm asking you to do everything by faith, not by sight. I'm asking you to take a chance. I'm asking you to put aside any fear, any doubts, any anxieties, any angers about anything that's going on in our individual lives or our collective lives. I'm asking you. Just try it. If it doesn't work, you can toss it aside. But I'm asking you, this week, walk by faith. Could be scary, but do it anyway. And trust that the God of your being is always there in each and every moment, providing you with everything you need to do everything you need to do. Step out and make the things happen that you would like to see happen in your life. Have that knowing. Just know. I know that I will find them. I know they are there. I know that I will have the job I want. I know I will find the house that I want. I know I will find the relationship I want. I know I will heal the situations in my family and in my life. I know. Say, I know. I know. Again, I know. Again, I know. And then the next week, thank you, Mario. And then the next week, then we're going to step out in peace. Bringing peace to every turbulent situation. When you're watching TV and you see some turbulence, send the energy of peace. I know that the peace of God that passes all understanding is there right here, right now, and all is well. I trust God. See, last I checked, God still had a pulse. God is not dead, and as long as God's not dead, we're okay. So bring peace. Bring peace when in your family, when if there's any conflict, bring peace. Be the peacemaker, the peacekeeper. You don't have to be right. You can be happy instead. So next week, I'd rather be happy than right. Okay. The following week is love. I'm inviting you to bring love everywhere you go. Everywhere we go, we walk in love, we talk in love, bring love, even when we're not getting love. I want you to hear me. I know this is the hard one. Even when the love is not coming to you, that's okay. There's this guy at Safeway who is deaf, and he always seems very cranky, but I just love him up. I just smile, and I'm so happy to see him. And several months ago, I got Terry to teach me how to say, I love you. I love you. And I did that. His eyes got bright. He started to smile. His whole countenance changed. He was so happy. He gave it back to me. And now whenever I walk up to his cash register, he will many times say it to me first. See, I wasn't stopped by what I saw. I gave what God gave me to give. So I'm asking you to take the same thing that third week of Advent. And then the final week, joy. Now, we do that really well here. The last words we hear at the end of the service is, yeah. Hello. So I'm just asking you to have a week of fun. That's something I know you can do, but walk through the day and through the week with nothing but joy in our hearts, touching everybody's life with fun and joy. And I believe that at the culmination of these 4 weeks, we each of us will have stories to tell, to share about what we've seen in our lives that has been affected by our willingness to have faith in God no matter what. Faith can move mountains. Faith is so powerful. And when our faith is solid as a rock, how many of you all remember that song? My faith, well, it was love. My faith is solid, 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 solid as a rock, babe. Yeah. So I'm inviting you to have your faith be solid as a rock. No wavering, no wimpy faith, no wishy-washy faith, but I'm talking about solid, a faith that cannot be moved, a faith that cannot be overturned, a faith that cannot be dismantled, diminished, demeaned, demoralized, a faith that comes from the awareness of the truth of our being. I am the Christ expressing in the world. I am made in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, nothing can defeat me. Nothing can diminish me, demean me, demoralize me. My faith is solid as a rock. Say that with me. My faith is solid as a rock. Yeah. Again, my faith is solid as a rock. Ooh, yeah, I want it like you mean it. Let's go. My faith is solid as a rock. Solid as a rock, babe.